Love is not enough, baby. Come to me, Molo.
Hey, welcome back to my podcast. Yes, I know. I mean, geez, like, it's been like forever, right? But trust me, I have a very valid explanation for being MIA. Circumstances being my control, yes. And before I move further, first off, compliments of the season. And it's safe to say Merry Christmas. I mean, it's still the season, right? Exactly. And a Happy New Year in advance. And it has been good thus far. There's been so much happening, like a lot. And some people literally said, I abandoned the project. They've been calling me, you know, sending me messages and all that. I'm like, no, I didn't just abandon it. Something happened, and I'm going to explain to you. You know, it's the festive period, right? The festive season. And I had a lot of parties I had to cater for, a lot of parties I had to organize. On top of all of that, I had to organize my personal Christmas party. Yes, I know it sounds kind of weird because the last time I sat here, I said it was all up in the air and I wasn't sure, you know, if anything was going to happen. But it is what it is, right? Sometimes we just have all these things in our head and God says, you know what? I got this. So yes, it was a success, which I'm very happy about. But something then happened. My right foot got all caught up in all the craziness, you know, of the partying and organizing the parties and all that. And I had an issue with my right foot. And I was in excruciating pains. I mean, those around me saw what I've been dealing with. My sisters, oh my goodness, they were just total angels because they had to help me do, you know, take care of my foot and all that. I went to the hospital, you know, I've been on some medication. So I had to like cancel a whole lot of plans and parties. When I mean parties, like from Boxing Day, like I could not even step out of my house, you know. And because of my foot, I cannot do much, you know. That was why the podcast, there was so much, like, there was radio silence on my part. And you know what? I feel so good to be back because, hello, it is 31st December 2021. 2021 is coming to an end already. By tomorrow, we're shouting a Happy New Year. So what better way to end the year than with my top 10 Niger list? Of course, you know the Niger songs of volume 2, and due to popular demand I had to do another volume. People were like, oh my god, we really love the first one, we trust your taste in music, we want a volume 2, and that's what we're gonna do today. So what better ways to cruise and ease into the new year other than this, honey? Grand style, just chill and chilling and cruising. And hey, welcome to my podcast. I am Lady Vava, of course, and this is my top 10 Niger list volume 2. Now, I will go on a very short break and I'll be right back. Do not go nowhere.
Love is not enough, baby.
Oh, welcome back. And before I went on the very short break, I just told you what's been happening over the holiday, right? A whole lot. And I had, you know, issues with my right foot. I'm still on the road to recovery though, but this is better than it was last week. And then I'm like, you know what? There is no way I would just keep this radio silence into the new year. I have to end the new year with my people, you, my listeners, who have been awesome, by the ways. And then I'm like, okay, what do I do? And I remember that a lot of people have come to my DM saying, you know what, we need a volume 2 of your Niger top 10 hit singles, like hit songs. We want it. Like, we really need this. And I'm like, what better way to end the year and cruise into the new year? What better way than this, right? Exactly. So, in true fashion, I'm going to go from number 10 to number 1. And interestingly, two songs made a comeback. One of the songs happened to be a remix, you know, with an international star. And I think I'm being a bit partial here, but it's okay to be partial. That's why it's my personal songs, right? My personal playlist. So you have to pardon me. And, you know, since you've trusted me and knowing full well that I have a great taste in music, ain't no regrets on this. So for number 10, we have a comeback, which is Flavor with levels. Remember in the first season, the first volume, how I oohed and aahed about this song. I said this song rubs me off in a certain way that I love so much. It takes me back to, you know, like I'm in the village having like the best of times with my cousins. I've not seen them forever. And it speaks, like it's the video is so rich and, you know, there's something luxurious about it, you know, like pretty and clean. And the people that featured, like the meat cameo in the video, oh my goodness, it just smells of wealth. And you know, come on, I'm an Igbo girl, I love money. So for number 10 we have Flavor with Levels. Let's go there. Love is not enough, baby. Welcome back. We just listened to Flavor with Levels. You know how I feel about that song, so there's no point in talking too much, right? Now we're gonna move on to number 10. This particular artist and this song, I don't even know. Whenever I hear this song, wherever, even on the road, right? Very weird. I kind of lose my home training and I just want to dig it. Like, at that point, I just imagine myself on a stripper pole. Honey, I ain't no stripper, but this song just does something to me. And I thought I was the only one for a very long time until people started saying the same thing. And let me use a Ninja term. The guy finished work. There's something sexual and sensual about the song that I just imagine myself in a risque outfit on the pole, channeling my inner stripper, you know, mode or whatever. So for number 9, we have Ruger with Bounce.
She wants a gangster in a bed tonight. She wants me, I know. And man, a full ground me a day tonight. She a calling my phone. Oh, she say when so unruly. Tell me the main reason you want me. The man with a ED. Curious girl, she got questions for Siri. Wiggle that booty and wife me. So crazy, you drive me. Girl, you put it on me nicely. She riding it, I'm sliding it. Spread it out to less slightly. Oh, mama spread them so widely. Caribbean girl won't die for me. She have to die for me, yeah, yeah. Bounce your body away. Bounce you out. Girl, you go down, not to south. Shavery and official. Hey, hey, hey. Bounce your body away. Bounce you out. I'm on no screen, no push out. Hey, hey, hey. No loud them, no loud them. Cook that thing. Ninja boy, me not fear you not. I'm like money and they smell like me. Skin I come for you every day flaunting. Yoruba the money they knock anything.
Love is not enough, baby. Alrighty, so we just listened to Bounce by Ruger. You need to like see me do it right now, like throw that thang, I'll end the thang. Alrighty, so we're moving on to number 8. This song, of course, the typical Easterner would literally identify with this. And with a backstory, I heard Theresa Onora the woman who was featured in this video on the song, with that beautiful voice, by the way. It sounds so young. She's an elderly woman, though. But the voice sounds like it came out from a young vocal cord. And I heard him. She's an old-time singer who, you know, had the song years ago. And then Larry Gaga decided to team up with her alongside Fino and Flavor to give us this beautiful, lovely rendition. So for number 8, we have Larry Gaga featuring Theresa Onora, Fino and Flavor, and this song is titled Iggy Diggy. So let's listen to Iggy Diggy. Alrighty, we just listened to Iggy Diggy by Larry Gaga featuring Theresa Onora, Fino and Flavor. Love the song. Moving on to number 7, we have Burna Boy featuring Don Jazzy with Question. Let's talk about the video. I love the originality of the video. I love the fact that it's a video everyone can identify with. You know, it went to like the grassroots. And the intro of the video, you know how I feel about kids. Like, I love the way Burna Boy was literally interacting with this kid, and it felt so at home and at peace with him. And everything about the video just screamed, ugh, beautiful, natural, and original. So let's go listen to Burna Boy featuring Don Jazzy with Question. Just listened to Burna Boy featuring Don Jazzy with Question. And then moving on to number 6. We know Rema, you know. You know his kind of music. And I remember, you know, this guy called Shatawale, the Ghanaian artist, has been going on this whole tirade on social media, calling out Nigerian artists and calling out Nigeria as a whole. You talk about how we're very selfish, we don't care about, you know, Ghanaian artists, the way they care about us, blah, blah, blah. He said a whole lot. And I remember Rema tweeting, saying, oh my God, I'm coming to Ghana and I need like a number of women to like, you know, just really chill with them and all that. And that really triggered Shatta Wale, and he went on another tirade again on Twitter, talking about how Rema is disrespectful to Ghanaian women and blah, blah, blah. And in my head, I'm thinking, you are literally arguing with yourself, because no one has really come out to, you know, respond or anything. I know Wizkid had to preach this whole piece, you know, on stage while he was performing at his show. Some people said, oh, it was not actually directed at Shatta Wale, while some said, of course, it is directed at Shatta Wale. But you know how very upsetting it is when you're arguing and ranting and all over the place, and no one is even giving you audience or talking to you. You know how stupid you feel and look. So, I don't know. Anyways, moving on to Rema. I love this song with all of my heart, and it does something to me, which I really love. And this one is called Soundgasm. So, let's go listen to Rema with Soundgasm.
London. London.
Another banger. Sexy love, what she need from a bad boy like me. Yeah, yeah. Sexy kiss is the thing that she ain't from my lips. Yeah, yeah. My sex herself is the only air that she breathes. And when I look into her eyes, I know that she can never get enough of me. Your body high me like lean. When we do it, skin to skin. And as the rush they increase, I feel the drip in your V. Shorty say she feeling so, she grab my neck and she whisper please. Shorty give me that it splash from my chest to my knees.
Alrighty, we just listened to Soundgasm by Rema. So there you have it. Before we go to the second phase of this Top 10 Ninja playlist, I'll do a rundown first of all, then we'll go on a short break, and then we'll continue. So for number 10, we have Flavor with Levels. It actually made a comeback. For number 9, we have Aruga with Bounds. For number 8, we have Larry Gaga featuring Theresa Onwara, Fino and Flavor with A Gid De Gay. For number 7, we have Burna Boy featuring Don Jazzy with Question. And of course, for number 6, we have Rema with Soundgasm. So, because we've been having so much liquor, we're going to go on a short break so we can hydrate properly and then run through number 5 up until number 1. So, I'll be right back after this very short break. Do not go nowhere.
Lifestyle with Lady Vava.
Alrighty, welcome back. And before I went on that very short break, yes, we listened to number 10 up until number 6 of my Top 10 Ninja Hit Songs. And like I said, I just had to go get some water because I haven't taken a lot of liquor, you know, exactly. So moving on to number 5. This particular song did not make it to my volume one of top 10 Nigerian hit songs, and a lot of people were in my DMs literally complaining. And some people thought I did it on purpose. No, at that point, yes, I was still trying to get a hang of the lyrics. I was just trying to like take in, you know, just listen to the song properly, because I'm a music enthusiast and I'm a very thorough person. Once I hear the song, of course, the rhythm, it's there. I'm very particular about the lyrics and every other stuff. So at that point, I was still trying to like listen to it properly. And trust me, ever since then, it's been on repeat. And I told them, remember, I said my personal playlist. And I wouldn't just play something I'm not taking my time to listen thoroughly. So I've done that and it's still on repeat. Trust me on this one. So for number five, we have the delectable Tiwa Savage featuring Brandy, the iconic and legendary Brandy, with Somebody's Son. This song has been an anthem for us single Pringles, giving us all hope and, you know, like, oh my God, we're gonna get that. Somebody's Son is gonna find us some there, exactly. And of course, the song is taking over the charts, and TikTok, you know, Instagram reels and all that. So for number five, we have Tiwa Savage featuring Brandy with Somebody's Son.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not sorry. I like a rainy ball boy, I said. Should I try again? But now my heart is still the pain me. Oh, for me, ole coco. Shall be shown in there on it, on it, on it, on it.
We just listened to Somebody's Son by Tiwa Savage featuring Brandy. Yes, I love that song. I love it. Moving on to number four. You said the song, right? It's just typical of us Nigerians. We love to like take over and conquer. And this song is like basically Amapiano. Amapiano, we know, is a genre of music, a South African genre of music. The Nigerians are just trying to like stylishly own it. Okay, I don't want to say they're trying to own it, but they've taken it to a whole new level that you're now asking questions. Who really owns this genre? Like, of course, we know it's originally South African, but Nigerians are just all over the place doing what they know how to do best with this genre of music. And I hear our South African neighbors are not finding it funny at all. But hey, we all wanna. We're one Africa, right? Exactly. Like, yo, what is yours is ours, and what is ours is ours. Just kidding. Alrighty, so for number four, we have Davido featuring Focalistic with Champion. Don't go nowhere. Yeah.
Choo-choo. Paris. Sabulela tatara ikutwa, nanka schova stuka. Akere kisiri bugaga muchuta. Sabulela tatara ikutwa,
gege.
Sabulela tatara ikutwa,
gege.
Sabulela tatara ikutwa,
Paris.
Sabulela tatara ikutwa,
gege.
Nanka schova stuka. Mañana tentao, no white town, vele vele right now, right now, nang tao kao, right now,
the way I'm feeling right now, my diva you like run town, telling me to calm down, 10 years I never gone down, when they see me them I frown, but when them girls see me them I go down. Shout out to the sound, I'm focalistic with the champion sound.
Champion sound. Vele vele right now, right now. 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 Vele vele right now, right now.
Alrighty, we just listened to Davido featuring Focalistic with Champion. Moving on to number three. This artist just came back with a bang. Like, his comeback is so grand and so good because the song is a hit. And the song is also very powerful. And it's also in memory of the lives lost on October 20th, 2020 at the Lekki Tollgate. Yes, like, so this song, it's sentimental to me, and it gets me really emotional. Yes, we love the rhythm and all of that, but, like, when you listen, like, closely, you would know that it's about the killings, the senseless killings, you know, of the peaceful protestants, protesters, at the Lekki Tollgate. So now we have Ricardo Banks, who has been off the scene, kind of. People are wondering what's happening, especially ever since he left Maven Records. And this is really good for him because the song is lit. And then I just love the song. And we have Ricardo Banks with Ozumba Mbadwe. Don't go nowhere.
For your pockets. October 2020, something happened with the government. But this year we forget for where. For somebody. Man, I tell ya, I know them.
Love is not enough, baby. Alrighty, we just listened to Ozumba and Badawi by Ricardo Banks. Now we have our top two, and I'm so excited. Yay! So for number two, we have, you said the song, the vocals, everything about the song just works for me. I love it so much. And I am kind of like also emotional about the song as well, and kind of sentimental about the song, because the up-and-coming artist that was featured on this song was involved in a ghastly car accident early in the year and has been confined to a wheelchair. Ever since then, he had to undergo, you know, a couple of surgeries here and there. And of course, the accident left one of the occupants dead, which is so sad. You know, I mean, he has so rest in peace. And he has been confined into a wheelchair for months. And miraculously, in Davido's concert last week, he was brought on stage. And for the first time ever after the accident, he stood and performed on his feet. Yes, he had a cane, he had a support from other people, but he stood, and it was like a miraculous. It was so miraculous. It was so beautiful to watch. You know, and then, I don't know, like, talking about it now, I'm kind of, like, emotional. Now, this song, which is titled Holy Father, is the number 7 song on Mayor Cohn's sophomore album, titled Back in Office, you understand? And then he featured up-and-coming artist Vic Tony. He was a person who was, you know, involved in the ghastly motor accident. But thank God for his life, and thank God that he's getting better, and the guy is so talented. So, let's go on to listen to Holy Father by Mayor Cohn featuring Vic Tony. Don't go nowhere. Lucky
I just want to be alive. Holy Father, Holy Father, I'm screaming, my Lady Gaga. She coming, my feelings, I'll be Adam. Father's got in my feet, Holy Father, my Holy Father, Holy Father. Holy Father, I'm screaming, my Lady Gaga. She coming in my feelings, I'll be Adam. Father's got in my feet, my Holy Father, my Holy Father. I'm a Marco, I'm running back to you. I'm running back, so I'm running back for you. I'm a Marco, I'm running back to you. I'm working my heart, so till I run out of heart. I'm a Marco, I'm running back to you. I'm running back, so I'm running back for you.
I can't face it all alone. This shit is detrimental to my body and my soul. Don't wanna lose all the things we once had. Fuck all my protein, I still want you back. Hey, can I have your number? Hey, can I give you a call? Hey, we are not getting younger. So tonight let us try it on. To me up, speak me up, make me stand on my feet. I surrender to what you want with me. Holy Father, Holy Father, I'm screaming, my Lady Gaga. She come in my feelings, I'll be Yaga. Father's got in the beginning, Holy Father.
Alrighty, we just listened to Holy Father by Mayor Cohn featuring Vic Tony. Oh my God, that song, I love it. The vocals, everything about the song. No, seriously, it gets in a very good way. Now, moving on to the ultimate number one. Woohoo! Like this song. Like I say, it's like one of the biggest songs this year. It's funny that it is like a remix of an original song. And sometimes I get worried, like, I hope this guy's page is not flagged. I hope he's not sued. It's not this, it's not that. Because this remix is so good to be true. My goodness. Like, the first that I heard, I knew this was a hit. And of course, it has taken over the world. Like, it's number one trending on TikTok. It's trending on Instagram Reels. It's trending all over the world. Like, on Apple Music, on Audio Mac. Like, oh my goodness, this song is everywhere. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but there's been so many challenge on this song, so many skits on this song, so many sketches on this song, so many things. Like, I open my Instagram and that's all I see, that's all I hear, and I'm like, this song is worth it. When I hear a good song, I know. And it's none other than Goya Menor featuring Neptunes with the Amino Amapiano remix. This guy took Amapiano to another level, to the point that I heard our South African neighbors already complaining that we're trying to take over what belongs to them. Like, hey, brother, we all want Africa, right? Anyways, let's go listen to number one, which is Goya Menor featuring Neptunes with Amino, the Amapiano remix. Don't go nowhere.
Goya Menor, Amino. Let me tell them how the thing goes. How the thing goes. Okay. Shabby make a time work. Say my cooking, I go drink God. You want to bamba? You want to G with the big boys? Now you the wrong, get the kitty, you the wrong. Get a coffee drink, got a chop cup. Hey. Check it, see how the thing goes. How the thing goes. Let me hook and drew. And hook. All right. Take the keys, and let's play for the high points. Okay.
Alrighty, there you have it, my Naija top 10 hit songs. Yes, my personal playlist. Exactly, you are welcome. And this is the volume 2, by the way. So let me just run through all that we've listened to thus far. For number 10, we have Flavor with Levels, which made a comeback. For number 9, we have Ruga with Bounce. For number 8, we have Larry Gaga featuring Theresa Nora, Fino, and Flavor. And for number 7, we have Burna Boy featuring Don Jazzy with Question. For number 6, we have Rema with Soundgasm. For number 5, we have Tiwa Savage featuring Brandy with Samba the Sun. For number 4, we have Davido featuring Focalistic with Champion. For number 3, we have Ricardo Banks with Ozumba Mbadue. For number 2, we have Mayakun featuring Victoni with Holy Father. And for number 1, I mean, that is what is playing under right now at the background, we have Goya Menor featuring Neptunes with Amino, the Amapiano remix. Oh my goodness, I love the song, for real. I love it. I don't know, and this is where I call it a rap. Like, I don't even know. Like, I wish this can just go on forever, but hey, I've just made stuff easy for you when you go with, like, welcome the new year and you don't necessarily want to go to the club. You can just work with my playlist. Like, I've made it very easy for you, right? And then see you. I can't wait to see you on the other side. That means I can't wait to see you in 2022. It has been a beautiful journey thus far since we started in June. And I'm so happy because y'all have been so loyal and supportive. So, yes. this is where I say my goodbyes. But as usual, I got something to say. Please, Omicron is in town. People are breaking down. Go out with your nose mask, like with your hand sanitizer, and practice social distancing. Even if you want to go out to celebrate the new year, make sure you protect yourself and go out with a form of an ID. It's very important, right? Exactly. So, for me, Lady Vava, I'm going to say Happy New Year and see you in 2022. And do have a beautiful life and a beautiful celebration. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. So for me, it's bye-bye. I love ya. Mwah.
Let me see what my judge what I can do. Cause if what I do, if I let someone that do, more than less, I'm not to know what I can do. But promise not to fight.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by Vivalicious Kitchen, food for your soul.